Whoa.
Hey, welcome everybody.
Prepare.
Welcome to Cybercast 2019 edition.
Oh my God.
I'm waving to you, but you'd never know, would you?
You
That's because
in
the digital realm, things aren't exactly what they seem. That's right. We've got cyber tricks and treats. So prepare your broadband and grease up your DSL.
Get your nose.
Get your DSLs all looped.
Download
up.
This to your brain and see if you can comprehend the cool shit we're doing right now.
Yeah. Torrent this to your
nuts.
Torrent this to your nuts.
Get your nose.
He was right
in order.
The first time.
Scrape navigator.
Align everything in the right pattern.
All right.
That's cool. Hey, what is that? What is that?
What is what?
The image, like, when you go to
viewers.
What is that with that face?
Oh, those are just our viewers. We're giving back to the community, and
see,
we're showing.
Cool.
That's Discord in the back. That's actually some of our biggest fans.
Whoa,
watching the show. So, this is what we do.
The stream could be just me watching this, and I would be in. Like, that is some creepy shit that we're looking at.
I agree.
I do.
That's the internet can be creepy. That's why you have to watch out for hambubgers and the like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about them.
Yeah.
They're bad.
If anybody is chatting with a predator right now, get out of there.
Stop.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't want to do that.
Delete.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Just take your little finger over to the escape key and...
Yeah, hit
say
X.
Say goodnight. I'm a little
X.
hot. I look
no,
like
I
a
like
ghost.
It. This is the cyber realm.
Yeah, this is the way...
Cyber
well,
realm.
In the Matrix, they tint everything like... Kind of green, they do a green color correction. So
and in the Matrix, the ghosts have the dreads.
Yep.
Yeah.
White guy
so you
with
look
dreads.
Like ghosts.
Yeah, you're
all
a
right,
ghost.
Cool. That's cool. This is like the real cyber ghost. You know, they turned into whatever.
Yeah.
Digital shit.
Whatever.
This is me, Casper.
Yeah. You're a DigiCasper. Casper.
Whoa.
Bites.
What is that? Hey, everyone, Close Up on Me, theme song.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman. Horseman, lonely horseman.
Well.
Hey, welcome back. I just want to say thank you to our special guest we have this week. I'm really excited about this. He saw our video. He tweeted out our video, and I couldn't believe that was happening. So this is all going very fast. But I'd like to announce him here. Please welcome Norman Reedus. He's in all green. So,
hey, buddy.
Yeah, we're doing like a chroma key effect.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, you want to do a whole
you
thing?
You want to say something?
No,
you want to say
Hey, I really like that season where they spray painted the A on your chest or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Scarlet letter shit.
He's not saying anything. Oh, he's leaving. Okay. Well, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank
it was
you.
Cool
Norman.
He showed by. Thank you, Normus.
Thank you,
Normus.
I can't believe we got him.
Thank you, Normus.
That was a cool get. We did it.
By Normus. That's a giant that has a lot of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, welcome everybody. Tonight's show is going to be good. Because we are just taking the internet by storm. That's right.
Yeah.
We put out a new video this week. Just the other day, we put out, right on Thanksgiving, we put out our Death Stranding video. We wanted to kind of surprise everybody. You know, we had that ready in the chamber.
No one knew.
Last week
we kept talking about like, hey, we're working on stuff. It's really cool. And
yeah.
we talked about like, how I felt good about humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about that.
And so people like, you know, I saw some people like kind of putting the pieces together a little bit like, oh, man, I hope it's Death Stranding. I hope it is.
Yeah. Even before that, people were – Death Stranding came out. And I think almost at least once a day I was getting – tweets from people that were like, I mean, you have to do a video for this, right? Like, you're not going to do a video for this, right? Like,
yeah.
It just lent itself. Like, 10 minutes into playing it, you could just feel like, okay, it's a guy carrying a shitload of packages. He's fallen over. He can't get his balance. You know what I mean? It was just so, like, bizarre. It just was constantly like, okay, you're going to do a video for this, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because we didn't even, like, I feel like we didn't even have, like, a meeting to like discuss it. Like, well, should we do a video for the, well, I don't know. It's like we were just in the hallway here, like, all right, well, you gotta, okay, why don't we just get to work on Death Stranding video? Okay, yeah, you make the costume. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just, everyone here played it, and so it was just on our mind. And
I think we could all see
happening.
The video before it was filmed. Like, we knew,
yeah,
like, oh, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, like, no question. It was just like, yeah, we're doing that. Okay, so, Garrett, you're doing the costume? Awesome, great. You know, it was just already, like, in motion before we even was, before we were even talking about it.
Right.
So, yeah, we just immediately got on it, and
we banged that out fast.
We
did.
Yeah,
the turnaround on that video was quick.
I was thinking about this. I think that is the fastest turnaround in the sense of when the game comes out to us doing a full-on skit. Not sponsored, just like a skit on our own. That
True.
Could be the fastest turnaround. It's like a few weeks, less than that.
We filmed it on... We filmed it on... Garrett was making costumes... The week before, we filmed it this last Saturday,
We
and
basically,
it was out by Thanksgiving.
Didn't we meet and start on a Monday, and then we were filming on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was
like
just
Friday.
The weekdays.
It came out Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, the weekdays of making the costume, and then we were already filming parts on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the game came out, and then 2 weeks later, the video came out. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, again, we were like all
hands on
playing
deck.
it always works out when we're all playing the same game,
right?
Because it's just like, it's not sitting around going, well, guys, here, let me tell you about this one part. It's like we're all speaking the same language, and we didn't even have to, like I said, we didn't even have like a proper meeting about it. It was just like, all right, we're doing that video, right? Yeah, great. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Okay, you know, and it was just going,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, we'll go into, I guess, more deep about the filming, but just the costume itself. I thought Garrett, I got the packages. I have that. I know what to do for that.
Yeah, which I was like, how the hell are you pulling that off? How am I putting that many packages on my back? That's not going to work.
Right.
That was.
I still don't know how it worked. Honestly, you strapped it on me. I didn't look at the damn
thing.
It was
all Velcro.
Yeah, it was like this Velcro strap that we secured all the packages with.
Yeah.
And then gave Rocco a pull, like a rip cord.
Mm-hmm.
To undo the strap, thus toppling over, you know, the off balance boxes. I just knew I had those crates.
Yeah.
And the game came with the baby and the tape.
The tape is what you needed the most.
Exactly. To really like nail
and the
that
baby
look.
Too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
The two props that would be the hardest to make.
Yeah.
We got.
So
he
much
appealed
stuff
to
was
cosplayers.
In, yeah. So much stuff was in just that package.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had all that stuff there. Garrett got to work on the costume.
And shouts out to Johnny. I had him in there a couple days, like,
just
helping you.
Like, I could give him a bunch of stuff to do while I was doing other stuff, and we both, like, worked together on that costume.
Yeah, Derek has been out the past, like, week or two.
It's on a vacation.
And, yeah, Derek's on vacay, and so we... Really, it was just like, okay, well, what can we work on? You know, there's a lot of bigger things we kind of have to hold on to, or, you know, hold on for a second. And it was
we need
Derek
for
again. It was just
things.
Like we didn't even have a big discussion. It was like so. Anyway, so that's why you won't see Derek in the behind the scenes on this one. We did it,
right?
Johnny helped us.
Johnny
so
helped
you,
us.
Johnny.
Yeah,
big help.
But anyway, so you're doing the costume, whatever. And having played a ton of the game, in my mind, what I was seeing was okay. You know, we were going down the list. It's like, what's going to be in this video? Carrying a ton of packages and eating shit. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a given. And then I'm thinking, oh, maybe we see maybe he runs in the BTs. Maybe we have the crying baby.
Right.
You know, maybe you hear a baby crying, which no one wants to hear that in any situation. But that baby crying was playing through a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Garrett was playing the sound on his phone, beaming it to a Bluetooth speaker in my jacket.
The video, it was impossible to capture how actually loud it was.
It was super loud.
So fucking loud.
Yeah. That grocery store. Especially.
Yeah, well, anywhere we went, it was like, the first time we tested it out, it's like, oh shit, that's loud.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't, we kind of did that part last.
Yeah.
And then when it was playing, it was like, oh my God, I should have tested this first. Oh shit. And what kills me is there was one reaction that was in the video until the last second when I exported it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We did some of the baby stuff outside there was an art show out on a sidewalk.
Kind of a flea market for crafts.
Sure. And I ducked into someone's art booth. to hide. And I'm hiding. And the woman gave so many great reactions. She's just staring at me like. And then I leave the booth. You know, I didn't mess with her or anything. Right. I was just sitting there. And then I leave the booth. And as I walk away, she. Oh, shit. I
got it. Go to me. Go to me.
Yeah. Go to Sean.
She goes.
She just keeps doing that to me. And it was so funny. But we couldn't.
Be gone.
We couldn't get with her to see if it was cool that she was in the video. And so what I was going to do was just censor everything. But once she was censored, it wasn't fun. You just saw a woman kind of waving her arms. It didn't. You needed that frustrated facial expression.
Yeah, you got to see how
it was really
was.
Funny. But anyway, so that wasn't in there. I was bummed about that. But everything else was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those were the things I pictured in the skit with the packages and the baby thing and whatever. And then we'd end up on a beach. That's all I knew. And then Sean had the brilliant idea of like, you know, I kind of compared this video to our Metal Gear Solid 5 one. And I thought it was really funny that Hideo Kojima's name kept popping up in that game like constantly. Sure. So that was the running gag in that video was edited by Hideo Kojima, created by Hideo Kojima over and over. And I thought it'd be funny in this one to, you know, oh, we should just bring that back. We should do that again. And then Sean, in some part of the conversation, brought up, you should credit everyone with their name, like a celebrity name. And it was like, oh my God, Sean, that's the gag of this video.
Yeah.
Is that everyone, because that's the fucking
he loves
whole
celebrities.
Gimmick with this game is everyone is a celebrity.
Right.
So once Sean mentioned that, that's when I knew, oh, we got a video. This, now the video is going to be good, is you can credit people. So-and-so, you know, like concerned management, Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, right. Or whoever, you know. And so once you had that idea, I felt way better about the video. And then,
you know, it's our video and your naming scheme. Because I was like, why do you use that naming scheme? And then I paid attention to the game. And each delivery head of, you know, head of a city, their location is in their last name.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, really?
Something weather something. And that's the guy at the weather station.
Oh, I didn't realize.
It's like Johnny Southholmes.
That's why you're Sam Porter Bridges. It's like, that's where you're. Yeah. I didn't even.
But even it helps you memorize like, oh, where am I supposed to deliver this? Well, the guy's name is like Owen South something. So, it's in the South Knot City.
Wow.
So that naming scheme, it fits into like every character in the game perfectly.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking of names that sounded like Kojima characters.
Yeah.
So, I really appreciate that some people in the chat are saying that they liked the Taco Man.
Yeah.
Because that was like a 4 a.m. decision, last minute thing. Yeah. So
that's how you know he's a Taco Bell.
Yeah. But
I like Hot Dog Nexus.
Oh, the hot dog. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked naming all these normal things as like with Kojima sounding titles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
That was a lot of fun.
Filming this video was fun. And I think I had fun in every aspect. Like even like. Faking the elevator, you know, or like doing all these little things. It was fun and very collaborative. By far, though, my favorite thing that we've done as a recent memory is going to this certain hiking trail. Like, it's like a huge mountain to hike up of.
Yeah.
And it's like I thought my idea was like the idea that someone has all this fucking these packages and you see that trail. It's like this guy's going to fucking die. We're going to get great reactions. But what we end up getting was people like being so nice and encouraging, like, hey, dude, you got this. Go for it, man. You can do it.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was so nice there.
Yeah. And this is what Sean was talking about like feeling good about humanity when we filmed this video is every single person that we came across was like trying to help me or encouraging me or, you know what I mean? It really was like, I mean, really, I wasn't doing anything to, like, wreck their day, so it's fine.
But and when you have a big costume, opposed to just being a normal guy, people are kind of happy to see you because it's like, whoa, what's going on over there?
Yeah, it's something special versus, like, who's this guy?
You're right about it being, like, the most fun at that hiking trail because I didn't know what to expect going in.
Right.
But the reason people were being so, like, encouraging is because they thought he was there for, like, some endurance
challenge.
Like, he's got a sweatsuit on, so he's going to sweat under that, like, plastic suit.
Yeah.
And he's carrying these heavy weighted cases.
I have done
they
that.
Thought you were training.
Trail. I've done that before. And that trail is no joke. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
But I've seen people do it with military vests full of weights. Like, people do that shit.
People do weird training shit.
I've
on
never
that.
Seen anything like what Raga was doing.
And I didn't expect that.
Like, because you added all that stuff to him, and it looks ridiculous. Like, there's no way a human can carry this much stuff. And people kept asking, is that full of things? And Rocco kept saying, yeah, rocks or like precious metals or whatever.
Yeah, I said, no, I got rare resins.
Sounds sketchy.
Sounds kind of sketchy. But anyway, but yeah, it was great. But really, it became, so all these people helped me, whatever. And then as we were leaving, I was like, we got to do one more fall because I don't know if I am satisfied with how it looked when the packages fell off me. Like, I wanted to get just some more footage of that, you know?
Yeah.
So I did it on the steps of this one area. And when I did it, like, there were a couple adults around and they were just kind of like, I think they'd probably seen my bit.
Yeah, they saw it before.
They were like, don't need to help these guys. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
So they moved on. But there were like a bunch of kids just like goofing around and on this trail. And they all came over to like, hey, we got to pick all this guy's gear up and like stack it up and help him out.
Yeah.
And it was so like, I say it in the footage and maybe it'll be in the, we're going to do a behind the scenes video of this video. So don't worry, that's coming. But they do this, they got all this shit together for me. Like these kids were just minding their own business. And then they went to just put everything together for me. And I literally said to them like, you give me hope for a brighter America. Like you give me hope for tomorrow.
Right.
And I told them tomorrow's in your hands, as you may have read in Kojima's Instagram. Anyway, it was such a like heartwarming moment. Really, like they really all wanted to like help.
It truly was sweet. It was like, look at these kids like stopping what they're playing. They stopped like, oh, this guy needs help.
Yeah.
Like really, like you said that because it's from the game, but it is like the truth. Like, man, these fucking kids, they're awesome.
When I was editing the video, when we do these kind of like public, out in public kind of videos, I always like to, my preference with them is to edit them fast as possible. Like, I don't like them to go over like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like get in, get out. Like, whoa, that was crazy. The end. I always like to leave with like wanting more.
Totally.
As opposed to like, okay, these guys have been goofing around this fucking mall for 5 minutes. Like, I don't want to watch any more of that. You know, just better get in, get out. Okay. But this video was kind of, just because of how much stuff we had, it was getting kind of longer. It's like, I think this is one of the longer public skits we've ever done.
Right.
And so when I showed Sean the first edit of it, I was just like, okay, it is maybe, it might be too long, but there's part we can definitely cut out to make it faster. And when I showed it to him, Sean was like, well, what was the part? And I'm like, well, we could cut out all the people helping me and just get right to like, you know, me in the grocery store with the baby crying. Like, just get right to like me being like, shushed out of this store. You know, just get to the crazy shit. And Sean was like, you know, you can cut that, but that's the whole point of this game. Like, it really is like the soul of this game is like in that part.
Right.
And I was like, you think so? Because I didn't know if I was like being too like, like sappy there or whatever, but that's what you're saying. Sean was like, you know, and he said, you know, I feel like, not that he's going to, but if Kojima ever saw this video, I think this would be the part he would appreciate about it.
Right. Yeah, make him happy.
And I was like, you know what? Good point. So it stayed in. And that paid off because everyone out there, I'm proud to announce.
Yeah.
After years of being blocked by Hideo Kojima on Twitter, we are unblocked.
Oh, my God.
He saw the video in the Japanese press. And in case anyone doesn't know, we were blocked by him for a few years because
it was an accident.
Yeah, our account got hacked and they changed our name and all this stuff. And he didn't know what the hell was going on. So he blocked it.
Yeah, blocked a random account.
A lot of people blocked us.
Yeah, I would block it too. I didn't know.
And we tried to get through to his people a lot, like, hey, you know, can we be unblocked? Like we're working on some stuff we want to show you. Can we be unblocked? But it went through so many different people and translators and stuff that I don't think it ever even reached him.
And like, also he's busy. Let me be real.
Be real.
Yeah.
I've been on the other end of it and it's lame to have someone go like, hi, can you unblock me please? It's like, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I don't want to
be. You must have blocked him for a reason. So you're thinking like, oh, why is this guy asking me to unblock him?
Yeah, what did this guy do? You know, I don't know. So it's kind of weird asking like. So anyways, I was so happy that this was resolved. Like,
So they reached out. We resolved it. Everything is good now. We're, you know. And he's tweeting our stuff. He's tweeting awesome stuff about our videos. Norman Reedus tweeted out the video.
Oh, my God.
That's...
Star of The Walking Dead.
What?
Tweeted out the video.
Was your mom, like, over the moon?
Oh, yeah. What did your parents say?
My parents, it was, like, all caps, exclamation marks, whatever, on Twitter. Like,
so proud of you.
They follow him on Twitter just because they love The Walking Dead. That's their favorite show. Yeah. And then they saw him tweet a video with their son.
Oh,
right in the thumbnail. That was a moment. You know, sometimes it's hard to make your parents proud.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe they don't understand what you're doing. Oh, they understood that one. Finally, they.
Well, I was trying to explain this to people, and it's like when Hideo Kojima retweets our video, I'm over the moon. That's like huge.
Totally.
Huge.
Yeah.
But what does that do for like my friend's parents?
Yeah.
Like they don't know, you know. But everyone knows Norman Reedus. So like that was like I can explain this to grandma. You know, I can tell anyone this and it's great. So we did it. Made him proud.
I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah.
So and the guy who played Die Hardman in the game tweeted it.
Oh.
We've had a lot of great reactions to it. And of course you guys all shared it. So
yeah, thank you
for that.
We're just missing Lindsay Wagner, I think. She can
Lindsay Wagner is the last only game in town at this point. Lindsay, Bionic Woman.
She'll jump in there.
What up?
Get a retweet.
Yeah, throw Baker a bone.
It's
give Troy a call.
But you know what? Like Norman Reedus didn't have to retweet it.
Yeah,
he did. But he went a step above that, and then he found the link, and then he commented like yes, and all like he put so much. Oh, so nice. Everyone,
dude, he likes your portrayal of him.
Yeah, the reception. Rocco. Oh, you know what? My favorite part of the costume was legitimately.
Huh.
Ponytail.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was
oh,
so
yeah.
People, funny.
People really comment on the subtlety. They do like the ponytail a lot as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
So the little things.
I feel like we can talk about this video all day because I really had a great time filming it. I knew it was going to be good when we were in the grocery store. Like I had a shot and I was like, this is it. Like, this is exactly what Rocco is going for.
Yeah.
But the thought of walking into a grocery store knowing I'm not leaving until they escort me out is terrifying. That sucks. Yeah.
That was like being back on the front lines again after 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like I haven't filmed the out in public sketch where I really had to kind of maintain a costume like we did with that in a while. Like orcs maybe
the God of War, you were helping me with that.
But I don't remember going into like when I was in there with that Bluetooth speaker
playing that baby sound.
And I remember Sean looked at me and he's like, cuz it was fucking loud in the test. He's like, "Can we turn it down?" And I turned it down like 2 clicks.
Yeah.
But Rocco, I want to let you know.
Yeah.
In the grocery store?
Yeah.
That was full volume.
I knew. I saw you doing that for me and I thought that's a nice gesture.
Put your mind at ease.
There's no way he's keeping it at this level.
Put your mind at ease.
There's no way.
But I went in ahead, like, with the cameraman, like you and Johnny.
Right.
And then I just went into an aisle and pretended to, like, look at, you know.
Yeah, you had
like
the easy
baby
job.
Food. But I'm looking at I'm looking at the video in my camera on my phone, and I just, every minute, I keep rewinding it.
Well, anyway, it ended up being fun. And I edited that I barely slept for a couple days. I was in that editing room for like 2 days straight.
Yes,
pretty
true.
Much.
You like
I slept in my office a couple hours and came back. I could have taken more time and not done that, but I wanted it out by Thanksgiving. Damn it. I was obsessed with that. And
what a nice treat.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted a Thanksgiving treat that, cause again, the whole video was uniting everybody. The people in the video, Kojima, Norman Reedus, us, everybody, you guys, it united everybody. And I thought, what better day than Thanksgiving?
Everyone feels so good on Thanksgiving.
So we
they
had
feel
to do
like,
it.
Yeah, they feel
it's
like
a day to be thankful
with everyone. So
on the Thanksgiving, I did thank Kojima. That was my thing.
You did.
And it seems to
and it worked.
Seems
dude.
To have paid off.
You put it out
noticed.
In the universe.
Hell yeah. And what more
even,
he asked for.
We even had some other video stuff in the pipeline before that.
Right.
But it was just like, look, clear that out of the way for a minute. We got to get the Death Stranding one out now.
Yeah.
Because it felt right.
It felt right.
So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed it.
Hold on. I got something.
What do you got?
What?
What is that? Oh! Whoa!
I've been inspired by so much. I've been playing so much
package.
Of the game. And
oh, nice.
I just want to connect, you know, with you guys. And
hold on. Let me inspect the package.
Get some likes here, maybe.
Wow, it's in perfect condition. Thanks. You are master deliverer. That was a little skit. That was a little extra
skit. That was great.
For you guys.
That was great.
Yeah.
Hope you guys
you had that on you the whole time.
It was burdening me, yeah.
Wow.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know. You committed to that bit, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you. So that's nice.
Anyways.
Oh, and Rocco was naked on a beach. So that's
Why would I not be naked?
That was good.
Like, it's funnier if you're naked.
Yeah, that was some of the first stuff we filmed, kind of, earlier on.
That was the first thing of the video, I think, for Death Stranding. We were at the beach filming something for a different video. We were two birds, one stone.
This was like, another first.
Let's get this other shot. And then, it really was. In all the years of Mega 64, we did two different skits of the same kind.
At the same location.
At the same location. So we did one, and then it was like, all right, now take your shirt off and let's do the Death Stranding part.
Switch costumes.
And I did that, and all it was supposed to be was me standing on the beach. And then it was like, well, there's people walking around. I'll just go talk to them. And I was just, you know, what's going on? What happened? What just happened? And if you see in the video, that woman walks up to me and just, you can't hear her, but they saw the handprints all over me, and she just went, what are these? And she just put her hand to try to fit it in the handprint. And then she went kind of like, oh, sorry. Like, she just helped herself and went, oh, I just realized.
That was weird.
But they knew I was just kind of being a goofball. You know, so I'm going, what's happening? And then she realized, like, this is like a stupid video or something. Right. So she started. So there's even more to that interaction where she starts, like, she goes back and starts kind of like rubbing my chest. And she goes, you should let me shave this chest. Like,
oh, my God.
Look better if you shave this or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you guys know this is a stupid video, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we see him filming. Yeah, this is great. And I was like, okay, cool. And they were totally cool with it.
Cool. But, do you want to answer the question everyone's asking?
What?
Were you naked?
Yes. I broke the law.
Okay.
Yes. No, of course not. No,
yeah, that's right.
No, I just thought that was the concept from the beginning. It wasn't even to get like reactions there. No. It was, I'll wear short shorts on the beach. And anytime you put a blur over something that shouldn't be blurred, ends up being funny.
Hey, and you made the blur skin color.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. All you got to do.
But anyway, no, I was just wearing shorts.
Yeah, that was safe. Don't worry, guys.
There were so many. I saw a lot of like arguments online. Like, did he break the law? Rocco surely knows well enough that it is not legal.
To be naked. There was a nude beach in San Diego back in the day. I don't think it's still a nude beach.
Did you ever go there?
No.
It's not nude anymore,
The beach is still there, Brian. I wasn't thinking that was gone. But can you be naked at it?
I do not believe so. I believe a couple years ago, like maybe 6 years ago, they like...
I remember being a kid.
I used to go there.
And my did you really?
Yeah. I used to see naked people.
It was always men, right?
It was old people.
Old men.
It was men and women, but they were old.
Now, I remember my uncle driving past the beach going, oh, that's the beach where you can be naked at. And I remember thinking, like, I want to stop and go there so bad. I want to see this. Dude. But I never went. Have you? Were you naked?
No. Good skimboarding then.
I just couldn't do that.
Be naked at a beach?
You see big barrel-chested men with, because, like, tiny dicks.
You know, honestly,
there.
Like, I went to a Korean spa once and everyone was naked. And I'm like, fuck it. You know, whatever.
Be naked.
But I got recognized.
Oh,
and then that was like, this is not worth it.
Oh,
because
no.
Because if the reports got back, oh, my God, that would not be good for me.
No.
They would not have much. I'm not going to get into it, but the reports would not be positive. I'll say that.
The sausage now, report.
They'd be like, in the negative, if you know what I'm saying.
Back in the, you know, 80s, early 90s. No one's taking pictures or you had your disposable cameras, I guess.
And everyone,
but now,
everyone's phone, I think, was locked up. Like, you have lockers there, but it's just like, I didn't need the, like, thoughts.
Yeah, you know? But I'm not going to a beach where I can be naked and anyone can have a 4K camera out. Like,
No. Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you. I don't have to be naked that bad. I'm not into that.
If you ever look at, there's a video Conan O'Brien did where he goes to a Korean spa.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's in LA.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And and that place is really cool, but I just didn't want.
But you got to go nude.
You don't. No, you can. They actually do have like shorts you can get there.
But everyone else is going. Hey,
just about. There were some people in the shorts, so it was. It was not a big deal either way. So I just wore the shorts, and then I look cool.
Mm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Good for you.
I just didn't want that. That didn't need to follow me.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine wanting to be naked in public or with other people. Like, I don't, no thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, if I could control what people saw, I'd be a lot more down because I don't care. You know, you see my balls go nuts.
Yeah.
I don't mind any.
But,
I don't,
but you see everything else, you're going to be real disappointed.
Well,
I just don't
know. I'm not expecting anything. But I just can't. I'm not embarrassed of anything. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, he showed me his vasectomy scar.
I did. It's fine.
It was awesome.
Like, I just can't imagine wanting that. No.
Yeah.
I don't like being naked. Even in, you know, like, I don't walk around my house naked.
There's, in a funny context, you know, like in Jackass.
Oh, wait, you got all the kids. That's
no, if I'm by myself in the house.
And no one's there.
I don't think I would walk. I mean, I guess I could, but I don't.
I like wearing your clothes more than being naked.
If it's dark, I'll go into the backyard naked.
no, yeah, I think at home, doing my own, like, private shit, I'll be naked. I actually do that as much as I can.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, when I'm completely by myself. Yeah.
Sure.
Because I feel like it's an opportunity to do something you wouldn't do any other time, so always take it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Always take it. I want to return to my animalistic
And form. I don't want to do that anywhere else but within my own home with
within the walls.
Around.
There has been times where I've done it. Like, I've like, oh, I need to get a towel. Nice. I'm in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah.
So I'll walk, you know, through and get a towel. Yeah,
all dripping wet and stuff.
But it feels weird.
Like glistening. And
it doesn't feel right to me.
When I was drafty, like, when it was Christmas break and I was like redecorating my room and stuff, nobody was home or anything like that. I never put clothes on. I just did it.
Mm. Yeah.
By myself. No, there's no one to observe that but me in this enclosed space. So I didn't care.
You know what else is really nice?
What?
Just free balling in a bathrobe.
Yeah. Sure.
Then you're kind of like, you're decent, but if you want to stretch out, you know.
I own probably 4 robes. Nice. I never wear any of them.
Oh, it's great, dude.
Yeah.
I have one
when
robe.
When it's cold like this at night?
I was never a big robe guy, but then I thought it was so cool when they put out... I never ride the Tower of Terror, but they did bathrobes that were just the Hollywood Tower Hotel. Like, it didn't say Tower of Terror. It had the hotel logo. Like, it was out of a hotel room from the ride. And cool. I love that. So I wear that now. And that it's like a nice black robe. It's cool. Tony Soprano got me more into robes.
You gotta, you know what I mean? It's a look. Yeah, definitely.
So, Garrett, you said you go in the backyard sometimes naked.
Yeah, for real.
Have you ever been outside naked, Rocco?
Outside. So.
Dude, I don't think I have either.
I ran down the alley of our old warehouse naked.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you help me with that?
Yeah. You said, I thought what happened was like, hey, I'm going to get naked. So look away until I start, I'm going to say now and then start running. And then I like turned around to make sure the shot was good. I thought that happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that might have, I think you would have been my most trusted ally in that
situation. I just
don't
know. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been outside naked. I should experience this. I don't know where I'm going to do.
I feel like I have, but
it's cold.
I think
Let's
I'm
go.
Thinking of so many different videos where I pretty much was that. You know what I mean? Like we did like the Dragon Ball video where I was like covered in gel.
Yeah,
I might as well have been there.
Yeah,
but I wasn't. So
you didn't like streak or me and all my friends in high school would streak around the fucking block.
What? No,
all these fucking weird. All
you
kinds of
Kevin,
shit.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh,
you would streak around the block for what purpose? Just to run around
to
naked?
Join a cult? We told a bunch of people at school that we were in a cult and that if you wanted to join, you'd have to run around the block
naked,
dodging security lights would come on when you run past people's driveways. Yeah. So we wait till like 3 a.m. and we did it. We initiated people like several times.
They had to get naked.
This was at Crispy's house. Yeah.
And at Crispy's house, you had to, hey, Crispy.
From the story.
You
and
you guys did,
animated,
so you guys did it first.
Yeah,
or did
yeah.
you just not do it?
No, we did it first.
And then people heard about
it. I think
this.
I must have did this about like 4 or 5 times.
You did it with them every time.
Yeah, yeah. The group just got bigger and bigger.
And so, what the fuck?
People want to join the cult.
So you're naked.
Yeah.
And you're running around the whole block. Is it like a...
Yeah.
Jesus.
We got a couple gals to do it a couple times.
You did?
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Towards the end there. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was wild. I think you could wear a sock.
Actually, that doesn't do much for the gals.
Bringing back the memory. Yeah, yeah. No, I think they got to keep bottoms on.
That's respectful.
That was the...
That's respectful.
That was the... Yeah. We got a sock. So.
I knew a girl who flashed people and got caught by a cop and then is now registered as a sex offender.
No!
What?
Yeah.
Holy
See, the
shit,
90s
what?
Was so much better, man. Because this is probably some
well,
recent
this,
shit.
I don't... No. I mean, I knew of this person when I was working at Chili's. So
okay.
A long time ago. But yeah,
oh
she had to register as a sex offender because she flashed people.
Wow.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Have you ever been flashed on the freeway?
I don't. No? I think it's I have.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
I think I have.
You'll remember if you
I think
have.
I was like younger, but that, I think that...
It happened to me when I was a kid and I was riding with someone else and they're like, bro, look, look. Like some older like friend. I don't even remember who it was. I think it was a work buddy.
Whoa.
And then once on my own, like coming down from LA, it was like,
whoa,
amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
But now they're getting registered as sex offenders. I mean.
Well, you can't do that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if, you know, someone doesn't want that, that's exactly what it is.
Janet Jackson ruined it. For everyone.
Yeah, yeah. It was okay until Janet.
Well, actually,
Jackson.
I don't want to. I take that back. I don't want to blame Janet.
It was Justin.
It was Justin. No one blames Justin.
I'll blame Justin all day.
It's his fault.
He did it on purpose.
He ripped that panel off of her costume, revealing that piercing.
He did that on purpose, and you can't
unsee it.
Unsee it or forgive him.
You knew.
Yeah.
But that's neither
here
nor there.
Well, I'm going to let the world... I'm going to go outside naked, probably just in my backyard. That seems safe.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm
going
to wait till it's dark, go outside naked, and experience that, because I haven't done it. So I'm going to live life to its fullest.
I'm just going to take a walk outside.
Naked?
Yeah, and just...
Do it now.
You don't have to look.
Yeah.
I remember... Well, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I remember Derek and I did community theater, and there was a guy on the cast that would just get changed... in the middle of like the room where we're all rehearsing, and we'd be like, whoa, excuse me. Like he wouldn't go to the dressing room. He was in front of everybody in this like arena, and he would just change on stage, and everyone's like, whoa. And he's like, you don't have to look. You're the one looking. And I just think back like,
I like the tension.
Yeah, probably should not have done that.
Well, it's like a gym, right? The gym locker room is always naked people in there. And I
sure,
don't.
Right,
I don't
yeah.
look.
Yeah, but they don't
but
even
that's a
make
space for that. Like,
I think
know.
Shit's changing. Like, all those old people that you know, like, put their foot on the counter and like air dry their balls with
yeah.
the hair dryer or the yeah. hand dryer.
Yeah,
those guys are like dying off. And in high school, they don't make you get naked and take showers.
Yeah,
anymore.
No.
Thank
and,
God.
And like,
did you guys have to do that?
My generation was like the last.
Oh, really? Did
I
you,
had
Kevin? Did you have
some
to do
coaches
that?
No, that did?
Yeah, that was like
you
not
had to
even
do that
in middle school.
What?
In junior high, there were coaches that made you, and some that didn't.
You had to take a shower with everyone.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
And everyone did it if they could, if they couldn't get away from this one or two coaches of the like four.
Oh, that we gotta investigate this coach. This guy's up to some
this is, but no, this shit ended like in you know this is what
because in my middle school
90s,
there were showers, but it's full of old computers. Like no one,
yeah,
like,
we all had showers, yeah. but we never.
It was like a cusp because then when I got into high school, I feel like because I was junior high, and then in high school it was like, you don't have to take a shower. Hmm. Everyone tried to make PE their last class.
Yeah, when I got to PE, like in junior high, they were making the showers storage.
Yeah.
Well, like, that was right when that was happening, so I missed that.
Thank God.
And that's where I would hide when
so that's
everyone
all
would
going
run,
away.
When everyone would run laps, I'd hide in there and play Link's Awakening on my Game Boy.
Nice.
I'd be like, yeah, I ran all day. Yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Birch.
Yeah, Mr. Birch.
I'll get naked voluntarily, but I don't want to be forced.
No, when there was any chance of like having to shower with, I was like in I'd rather die mode.
Well, I remember sixth grade camp fucked my head up.
Yeah, sixth grade camp sucked, but we had like curtains in that, but it did. But yeah, I remember like I had a robe for that, and then they were like, "No robes. Why no robes?
Oh, you've always been into robes then.
Well, I had one there because I just wanted to be covered up. Yeah. And they were like, no robes. You can only bring a towel. Why? Who cares? It's covering me up. Who gives a shit? No, only a towel. So I had this towel that was not big enough for me. And I'm like trying to cover myself up. And I fucking dropped it like three times.
No.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. Like if you defined what hell was, like in my mind, that was what hell was. In line of all these fucking stupid asshole kids. With
because
a towel
it wasn't even
not
kids,
big enough.
Wasn't what? Even kids from your school. It was kids from a bunch of schools.
Yeah, it
all mixed together.
If anything, though, it made I actually, in retrospect, that made it better because I didn't have to face those kids again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went back to you school. Know, and it was like, how was it for you? It was fine.
If you would have pulled the room, like, who on this set did not go to sixth grade camp? I would have chosen Rocco, but it was me. I didn't go.
Well, you didn't go to sixth grade camp?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't go. And I don't regret it. So
take that. It makes camp movies and like TV shows
now,
about camp like so much more.
Now, that's
like, you know what that
I
is.
I always loved camp movies.
Yeah.
Or even
kind of
like
that.
I just watched The Parent Trap, the first one on Disney Plus, And it was like that beginning scene, they're all in like the fucking camp. And it's like, I love this shit. I love this shit. And I never really experienced that. So you know what? You're right. I have some regrets.
I went back and forth on wanting to go.
Yeah.
But my parents were really like, you should.
Same here.
Like, you'll never get to do this again. You should. And I was like, okay, fine. And then, you know, all my friends were going. It was like, okay. And then when we got there, we got put in a different cabins, and I was not with one person.
Oh, that's what happened to me too.
It was all different kids. They all snored and farted all night. I couldn't sleep. And then we hiked long distances. It was like, I don't know if this is my thing. But we saw some cool things. That's the most I could say.
A lot of people in the chat are saying they've never even heard of sixth grade camp.
Yeah, I they got rid of a lot of shit that we had.
Sixth grade camp is
sixth grade. You go to camp. That's it.
Yeah. Like you and five other schools go to this one camp, and then you have camp for a week.
What was our camp? What was the one out here called?
That's where I went. For
yeah, I went to yeah.
Camp Fox was where I went.
Yeah, yeah that's another one too.
That's a couple.
Yeah. Oh no, they had already gotten rid of life. They had already gotten.
What Kevin, what'd you do?
The tripod break.
Ghost got
sixth grade ghost.
He broke the tripod. Kevin broke our tripod. You can't even, Kevin.
That thing, like, that tape holds for, like, 6 months, and then it'll at random pop off.
We got that tripod is fucking stupid. Yeah, people at home, there's a tripod we have that is on, like, a hydraulic.
It's like, it's a piston.
Should I
it's
drill
got a piston.
It out?
Always, yeah.
Yeah. It's drill got it a out. Piston hey, that is spring-loaded or whatever.
Yeah, get all the pressure out of it.
Wait, here, go back to Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin shot, and now let go.
Like, why does anyone want that?
Yeah, like an office chair with the lever constantly pulled up. That piston,
every now and then it explodes out.
It just drives because the fucking brake's broken.
I'll get it. We'll fix it. He'll fix it.
God damn.
He'll fix it.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to deal with that, Kevin. But anyway. Sixth grade camp. I had a bunch of asshole. The people who ran it were stupid. Everyone was stupid.
Food sucked. I remember that.
Yeah,
I hated the kids. We had a guy, one of the counselors came to tell us a story in the middle of the night, and he got halfway through the story, and then someone coughed, and he's like, well, if you're going to talk during the story, I won't finish it, and that was it. He left.
Scary Stories is real memorable, because they told some scary ones.
Wait, I had that same dude.
What?
I had a dude that, he started telling a story, and he's just like, somebody like made a noise, and he's just like, okay, you guys don't want to listen to this, and don't.
That happened to you too?
Yep.
Holy shit.
He talked about a guy beating, like, he was singing like "We Will Rock," like they were doing a song or something like that, and he was banging on his bunk, and they're like, "Yeah," like he got super pissed, and like, "Okay,
wait,
go to bed."
Time out. One second.
This is an adult.
Is it possible that you two went to the same sixth grade camp?
It could have been.
Could you have been
not at the same time?
Why not? He did. When did you graduate, Kevin?
I graduated in 2003.
Okay.
So we were a year off.
Okay,
but I mean, yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
But it may have been the same dude.
Holy shit.
I bet
that
it was.
Sucked. I
bet
hated
it was.
That dude.
Yeah, he refused to tell the story, and it was like, so we wasted our time listening to you this whole time. And then I remember a kid who just wanted to hear the story came up to him after everyone was like going to bed upset.
Yeah.
And then the guy's walking out, and then a dude or another kid from another class walked up to him like, Mr. whatever his name was, what was the story going to be, like a scary story or a sci-fi story or... where was it going to go? And the guy just went, it wasn't going to be anything, and walked out.
What?
I mean, it was just like, fuck this place.
It must have been the same dude, because I had this
right?
A jerk. Hey, he was talking about, like, I was going to throw a hand out and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was going to do some joke where he threw his hand into the kids or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you ruined it or something.
This guy doesn't have an ending for the story. And he is just looking for someone to interrupt him so he
can finish
it.
Go to bed.
I don't have anything to say.
Dick. Did you guys both go to Cuyamaca?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what he does, because this sounds so fucking familiar, have never heard you two tell this story.
I think he blows up, and then that's it. I think that's his bit.
I think Sean is totally right, and I think that's his bit, because once you guys both said that happened, I'm like, I feel like, he tries to tell his story, he elongates it, he drags it on, and then the moment somebody goes... all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, when did you go to sixth grade camp?
I would have been a year after
Kevin. So this is his bit. We have 3 years of confirmed.
Three, with three confirmed bits.
Three confirmed years in a row he does this.
Well, I hated this dude, though, so some bit. Like, good bit.
And then we had another counselor. We had another counselor that told stories, and he completed his. But they were like, was that the story? I mean, there was one that was literally.
Oh, Kevin! No!
Kevin, are you okay?
You got. He's getting more tape.
There was one story that the guy came in and literally just, it was about like kids in camp getting turned into mice.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, cool. Where's this going to go? And then the story went like, and then they went into the girl's shower and saw him naked.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm like, uh-huh. All right. Good night, everybody. And that was the end of the fucking story. That was it.
The mice saw titties.
It was like, oh, is this guy okay?
I had a guy who ate eyeballs. They weren't real, but he said he needed to eat eyeballs for his like something. Some thing
what
he had.
A weird job this is. I'm just thinking now, like, a sixth grade camp counselor. Dude,
at Fox they just told scary stories at the campfire, and I remember them being like really fucking scary.
Yeah,
I can't remember what they were. One was about like an alien abduction, and then I was all freaked out about being abducted in the woods. I remember talking during Lights Out about a girl in our class. Mm-hmm. All I said was, damn, colada. And they're like, flashlight on your face.
Oh.
You, out of your bunk.
Oh.
Go out. And we had to like go out.
And then do and what?
Sit in the dark, like next to the dying campfire.
What? Because
it was after Lights Out. And then like three other kids showed up that were getting in trouble in their respective bunks.
Yeah.
At different, you know, housing units. And then after like 15 minutes, like of all these kids kind of like on timeout around this glowing campfire, which was kind of cool.
That seems like way cooler than having to go to bed.
They're like, all right, go back to your bunk. No more fucking talking.
Whoa. Dude.
And a guy kept saying the word toilets when he
my dad.
We had
it
to
was my
dad.
Your
dad, dude. Your dad's the only other person I know.
My
that
dad's
says
his
that.
Toilet.
But I just remember this counselor telling us about, you know, you had duties. Like it was weird. You had to help. I wasn't expecting to help, like, serve the food one night.
Yeah.
And then also, you had to clean the turlet.
Because
this guy kept talking about the turlet routine and the take the turlet brush and put it in the turlet. And I just remember trying to hold giggles back the whole fucking speech.
Yeah.
Because I was always on my best behavior at these things, aside from the whole colada
bit. Well, colada ruined you.
Yeah, well, bro, you didn't know her.
Some kid in my bunk, like, barfed all over the mattress.
Oh,
and they took it out to hose it off, and he went home that night.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, overall, I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, you know what I remember even more than sixth grade camp? Is when I got home, when I went to the store when I got home, like Walmart, because we didn't have anything or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I got home, or when I got to that Walmart, it was full of Power Rangers Zeo stuff.
Oh.
Like, I did not know there was going to be a new Power Rangers series, and they had all the shit there.
Shit.
And so, I was so excited. And so everyone was asking me about sixth grade camp, and I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. All right.
Zeo Rangers.
Zeo Megazord.
Anyway. Right. Hell yeah. That's cool.
Oh, God.
Thank you. That's
it. Oh, go ahead.
We haven't talked about
it. I was going to talk about our sponsor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, too.
Do
it's Cyber
no,
Monday.
I want you to do that. I don't want to do it.
Everybody, you got to have, if you're a podcast, you got to have a sponsor. So
gotta.
I want to say no thanks to Goldfish. They were not our sponsor this week. Every week we're going to point out someone who isn't our sponsor.
Right.
This week it's not Goldfish.
Not Goldfish.
Goldfish, you had a chance here. You're a great gaming snack. You could have given us money. You didn't. So now I'm going to say you're a terrible gaming
snack.
They're
Pepperidge Farms? Is that who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pepperidge Farms. I'm going to, you know what? I'm eating Ritz
now.
Start
a rumor.
Bitch.
Yeah. And you know what?
Start
I'll
a rumor
you,
about the
I've,
farm owners.
I've had the whales and they're cheaper.
Ooh, burn.
Yeah, whales? They have like the knockoff whales? Like dollar store version is like
oh.
whales. No, it's good.
Hey,
baby belugas.
So I'm going to eat Ritz Bits instead.
Yeah.
Hey,
hell yeah.
Ritz Bits question, poll. We're not going to do a sponsor. Like, that's not important. Okay.
What is that?
Ritz Bits poll.
What is that?
Ritz
you,
Bits? It's
you
like,
go,
a little like Ritz
little sandwiches.
It's like a sandwich of peanut butter
Ritz
and
Ritz Bits sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Are we all familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, familiar. The ultimate poll. This is going to be the next American Civil War going on right now.
Yeah.
Do you if you get Ritz Bits, do you go cheese or do you go peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Cheese.
Only because it's not worth a pill for me. I do peanut butter.
God,
but I like the cheese.
I am such a peanut butter anything is always my default favorite.
Yeah.
But in the Ritz Bits camp, I think I got to go cheese.
Got to go cheese?
S'mores is actually my favorite. I don't think they make them anymore.
Whoa.
S'mores.
With graham crackers instead of the Ritz? Oh,
graham crackers instead of the Ritz. Same shape and
oh, that's
everything.
Good.
Ooh, that sounds like
healthy,
a problem.
Dude.
Yeah, healthy.
Let's get sponsored by them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I go either way, but probably pick the cheese. All right. Anyway, but our best sponsor is always ourselves. Shop.mega64.com. It's been Black Friday weekend.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this. We really should have specified Cyber Monday is coming. That's why we're doing this.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. But, well, and as always, this gets uploaded to YouTube on Digital Tuesday. Yeah,
right.
So there you
which
have
is
it.
The day before Fucked Up Wednesday.
Right.
But our Black Friday deals are still in the store as of now if you're watching this on Twitch. Shop.mega64.com. We got all the Black Friday items. Some items, I was thoroughly blown away. We carry more stock every year.
Yeah.
So some of our items have held through the weekend.
Which is, I mean, it's good.
We had about approximately 8 billion Dream Elite shirts, Nightmare Elite hoodies.
Right.
Those are still hanging on in stock. We don't have tons, but there's some. But the Death is Certain cat variant sweatshirt.
Oh,
I mean, I'm talking, and the skate deck. I'm talking in under five.
I got it right here.
Under 5 minutes. Those are gone.
Look at that.
So we have a pre-order up just for the next, actually, by the time you're watching this on YouTube, they're probably down. But pre-orders are up now if it's your last chance to get it. But Cyber Monday is when we're putting up pre-orders for Mega 64 Origins, the VHS / USB set of all our original videos that led to the creation of Mega 64. That's all going to be in one set, and you can pre-order it on Cyber Monday. If you're watching this on Twitch, it's going to go up at the end of this broadcast tonight. But if you're watching on YouTube, the pre-orders are up now. Go for it.
Get in there.
Anyway, but we did something special just for this Cybercast. We did a Black Friday stream the other night,
which
was a lot of fun.
I had such a good time. Yeah. And you can still watch that. Mm-hmm. On the archive channel, is that correct? Is that where that's at?
It's up on the archive channel now, our Black Friday 2019 stream.
Oh, great.
It was one of the most fun streams
ever. I had such a great time.
But we made a little joke on the stream. I noticed that, you know, every year on our store for Black Friday, we do mystery shirts.
Yeah.
Where it's like you don't know what kind of shirt you're going to get.
Sure.
I've used the same thumbnail image for that, for the mystery shirt.
Oh, yeah.
For like 13 years.
Yeah.
This low-res image of a shirt with a question mark on it.
Yeah.
And I said, holy shit, we've used that image every year. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And we said on the set, someone made a joke, you should make a shirt with that image of the shirt on it.
On it.
So a mystery shirt.
Yeah.
So this isn't a mystery shirt.
No,
it's a mystery shirt.
Those are done
with. You know what you're getting. Wait. You know what you're getting. It's a mystery shirt.
Yeah, you're getting the mystery shirt.
We believe in standing by our jokes.
Yeah, we believe by them.
So we did. Brian, if you want to show it, this is the mystery shirt. I want to be perfectly clear what this is.
Okay.
Yes.
This is, one, the worst shirt we've ever offered.
Yes.
By far.
Yes.
Way
two,
worse than the hat
I want
shirt.
You to know, what I want everyone at home to be clear. It's a low-res image of a shirt on a shirt. Can we come back to the image, Brian?
Yeah.
I want everyone to be perfectly clear what you're getting.
Yeah.
This is not a mystery shirt.
Yeah, that logo isn't a mystery.
It's a mystery shirt. You're going to get a dark gray shirt with that low-res image, and it's a shitty quality image. Like, it's not good.
Bad stuff.
I want you to know. Now here's the thing. Is it terrible? Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it.
I'll wear that shirt, too.
Sean's going to wear it. Like, we're going to stand by our... We're going to stand by it.
There are shirts that we've done that are terrible that I'm like, I would never wear this. This one, however, I would wear.
And so that's our 64-hour special for the day. That's going to be up for 64 hours. It's going to come down Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And then we're not selling it again. Thank God.
Can I see that one more time, Brian?
Yeah. That, I want to be clear with everyone. Yeah, show it again.
There
that
you go.
Is the shirt.
That's the shirt.
Yeah. When I see that shirt, I hear the X-Files noise.
That's weird.
In my head.
Okay, well, you can do that too.
So I'm gonna. Anyone
wants that.
Yes, set one aside for me too.
Does it have the box? Nice. People are asking, does it have the box around it? Yes, it is just the like 320 by 240 or what?
Yeah.
320 by 320, like GIF from the website from like 13 years ago.
Yeah,
that's on the shirt.
Now we could have done a big question mark on a shirt, but you got to have the low res image.
Well, it's authentic to the file you use.
Yeah, it's
on
the same
website
file.
Every year.
It's the same file.
Historically accurate.
Yeah,
and I know people are going to give a shit and say like, "Wow, that's really lame." Yeah, it is really lame.
Yeah,
but we stand by our joke.
Right.
So
and
there
that
it
is what is so great about the 64 hour specials. You can do stuff like this, and everyone has a good laugh.
And if you don't want it, by all means, please ignore it.
Ignore it. But I guarantee you, someone will wear that to the next game days. and people will go, that shirt is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So that will happen.
So there you have it. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. That was our...
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday stuff later. We had a little conversation earlier. You know, we keep bringing up The Mandalorian
right.
on here.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And we keep trying to go, like, spoiler-free, whatever, but it just creates, like, every week we bring up the same,
thing. Oh, where, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Dude, it's tight. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. But I miss the days where, you know, back in the day, we were all watching the same show. We were watching Lost
right.
in our older podcast, and every week we would talk about what actually happened in it. And I really enjoyed that time. So we're all watching the same show again,
right.
The Mandalorian. Yeah. So let's fucking talk about it.
Hey, really quick, let's do it. How many episodes are this season? Do we know?
Eight.
Eight. That's it?
That's yep. it?
So it's halfway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're this fourth? One.
We're the
fourth.
I am loving this show. We're going to do spoilers now, so whatever. Yeah.
We are going to say what happened.
I was kind of thinking, like, you know what? Leave Baby Yoda here. That's good. You know, we don't... I want to see this guy doing other things, maybe. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought, like, maybe they'll ditch Baby Yoda. I was wrong. But,
can't ditch that cute son.
No, I thought, this is, like, the first episode where I saw the direction of the show, I thought.
Uh-huh.
I kind of felt like, oh, he's just going to different planets, and he's just going to be interacting with things. This is cool. I'm digging it. So, I don't know. I fucking love this show. I was surprised.
I thought this one was really, like, well done in terms of, like, the intensity and the action. I was like, oh, this is a legit Star Wars movie. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're, like, ducking an AT. Like, they're seeing footprints of an AT-ST. And it's
right.
like, yeah. Oh, shit. We're running into this thing.
I love that.
Now he actually has kind of, like, someone to bounce off of.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the woman's name.
Oh, is she in the show?
What's that?
That character, is she going to be sticking with him?
I think so.
Oh.
They kind of split up at the end of the episode, but yeah, I think she's advertised as being...
Oh, she's a...
I mean, she's in every promotional image for that show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that she's like a... Okay, cool.
But either way, she was in the episode.
Yeah. She was good.
Lorna Doone, whatever her name is, yeah. But anyway, she was good, and it was cool him having someone to bounce off of. I thought that added to
it. I agree.
Well, he's got dialogue. He was kind of a loner, and he doesn't have a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, he would talk to Baby Yoda every now and then.
Every now and then, but now, he's speaking a lot more. And there was that kind of love interest. I like seeing that.
And it definitely had a Seven Samurai vibe.
Yeah.
And I dug
that.
But the fact that it was with creatures and the fucking giant robot and all that stuff, just added to the texture of the show where it's like, oh, really? Kind of nothing's off limits in the show.
Yeah.
They're going to come across all the big shit, you know?
Yeah.
But
These like relics of the Empire that have fallen and now ending up like in these bandits' hands or something. Like everything in that world is very believable how they set it up.
Yeah. And so I really liked it. I was really surprised when the episode was over. I did not know Bryce Dallas Howard
that
directed
blew me
that.
Away.
Me too.
Couldn't have been more random.
I didn't
like,
know that she directed things. Yeah. It was great.
I love Terminator Salvation.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So that was really cool.
I was talking
was great.
To Jenny, and I think there have been multiple people fired because of this show. Because
for real?
I think so. Because
where's the merch?
The merch and the Baby Yoda
fever.
Yes.
I agree.
They're Disney bottom line is money. That's what they want is money.
Yeah.
And spoilers, cool, don't spoil things, whatever. I'm sure they hold that. But they had so many people be like,
You
fucking knew. This is going to be the biggest thing on the planet. You made this thing as cute as fucking possible, and you're telling me there's no merchandise for Christmas? You're fucking fired.
Well, there is, just not of the Yoda thing.
You know what?
No, not okay.
So every time we watch the episode, my girlfriend complains that there is no merch, and she's on her phone searching for knockoff merch. I'm like, don't buy a t-shirt.
Well, yeah.
With poor art, please. But she found today, she's like, oh, you know what? I think the first merch is some Starbucks cup in Disneyland Starbucks.
Really?
Or in the Disneyland store. There's
so
some
there
cup.
Is official merch now, and you might as well order the fake stuff. It's like they screen capped it and put it on a shirt or a mug. Because they kept saying, no, there's going to be Yoda merch. Don't worry, there's going to be Baby Yoda merch.
It's Cafe
and that's
Press.
All it was. It's, you can tell they panicked and printed something.
I mean,
that's it.
How fuck? And okay, legitimately,
because is Jenny like, where's the Baby Yoda
Lennon?
Merch? Oh, the kids.
She loves, she hasn't seen the show,
right?
But she loves Yoda.
That's adorable.
And her Christmas list is Yoda swimsuit, Yoda hat, Yoda. She was Yoda everything.
Oh, she likes ugly old Yoda,
yes,
too?
Yes. And so she like didn't even notice Baby Yoda existed until recently.
Yeah.
And now is all in, like, yeah, I want that. And it's like, I can't get this for you.
You know what makes it 10 times funnier?
Huh.
Is that after episode 3 aired, episode 3 had these, like, all these other Mandalorian dudes.
Right.
And including, like, a heavy arms guy. Like, he had a
oh,
big
yeah.
gun.
You've got merch.
And after the episode aired, Hasbro said, oh, by the way, surprise, we've been working on a figure for that. It's already ready to go. Best Buy exclusive. There it is. And it showed up. Literally, I was watching episode 4 when it came out.
Wow.
And ding dong at my door. And I have that figure now. So what is this fucking excuse of they didn't want to, like, coordinate, like, they didn't want to show anyone the surprise and the, like, there already were spoiler characters being made as toys.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, also,
I have one now. It's in my,
like,
home.
I get, like, the Baby Yoda thing is, like, instantly recognizable. Like, that guy sure. is just a guy. Sure.
Sure.
But the Disney, especially, has always, oh, his Baby Tigger. Here's Baby Pooh. Here's Baby whatever.
Yeah.
If they would have made a Baby Yoda and it
nobody
got out, I wouldn't have thought once about it, been like, yeah. yeah, they're doing the Baby Star Wars shit now, but it'd probably be a Baby Han Solo on its way. Or Baby yeah. Chewbacca. I don't fucking know. I would have no ideas for the Mandalorian.
I got,
like,
a Baby
you
Chewy.
Fucking idiots. I guarantee you dozens of people are now jobless because of this fuck up. Has to be. Has to be.
No, they're scrambling for Cafe Press quality merch.
I
they're,
mean,
they're not jobless
that's
yet.
That's the people who have been, like, the, you know, in the Empire Strikes Back when Darth Vader kills someone, he's like, now you're the Admiral.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what's happening.
That's Bob Iger
that,
right now.
That's oh, what's happening.
He's like, where's head of merch? Oh, Steven, can you come in here? You can't see what I'm doing with my hand. It's definitely threatening.
It's yeah. definitely a force yeah. pinch.
The best bet you have if you're going to do, if you have a kid that you want, you know, wants the cute Baby Yoda thing,
I have
whatever,
that.
Your best bet is, there, this is genius, in Galaxy's Edge, the employees that work there in Star Wars Land and Disneyland, whatever, there is a cute Yoda plush that they've had all year where it looks like chibi Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
And all they're doing is they're putting it on the displays and wrapping it in a little thing. And
that,
you wouldn't
hey,
know.
Good enough.
So if you got someone that really wants it, go get that for yeah. them.
So the park is catching on. That's where the Imagineers
I texted
are.
My boys, Rocco and Kevin, like, hey, if you go to Disneyland
yeah.
next time, if you see that, grab it for me and I'll pay
baby.
Back.
I wonder if those are, like, sold out or anything.
I'm sure.
The child.
I'm sure.
I don't know. They've had them all year, but we'll see.
What a fuck up this is. And it really is, like, I'm watching it and everyone, oh,
yeah.
everything it does.
Everyone I watch
it does. We go, oh, oh.
The kids are all making noises.
Yes.
Trish won't stop moaning and yeah. talking about the fucking
hey,
Baby Yoda.
It's fucking cute.
See, that's yeah. me with all the cool weapons in the show.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, finally that
watch
fork,
it with girls.
That fork gun that we've seen Boba Fett hold for so many years, and he uses it, and someone just turns to vapor. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that was sick.
There's even the part in this episode where, like, he's fucking with the ship. Don't touch that. And he looks over at him and then hits the thing. And it's like, they're trying to make this thing as cute as possible. They're succeeding.
Oh, they know what they got.
Yeah.
I did hear someone critique the show, though. Someone I follow, there's a director I follow, and he said the most untrue fake thing in that show was Baby Yoda in this episode. It was not believable at all. I was like, really? And then I watched the episode, and then I read his following tweets, and he's like, no one working on the show has a kid. When Baby Yoda keeps hitting that one button, he would hit all the buttons. He would not hit one fucking button. A kid would not do that.
Well, he's 50, so, you know.
He's
that's true. He is 50. He has a little more patience.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Still can't fucking talk.
Yeah. Well, hey, if he starts talking, that'd be a problem. Don't talk. Don't talk, Baby Yoda. Just keep it as
oh, is. I disagree. He should have a cool voice. What's up?
That's the last thing he said. Like
it's called the Force, bitch.
Yeah.
That's, me food cool. you will give. Yeah, fuck that.
No, he's not going to talk like that because he's not the same person.
No.
Mm.
Or does that, I don't know, does that species talk like that?
Whole, I don't know.
We don't know.
We've never addressed this.
You know, Wookiees all sound the same. Maybe Yodas all talk like that, or whatever the species is called. Do you think we're getting, what's that? Well, that's not confirmed, though.
And that
a
is
lot a, of debate on the species
Yeah, there's
name.
Debate on that.
And let me tell you, nothing I hate more than this debate, because it doesn't fucking matter, and every party that I've been to.
But I want
to
know.
I want to know. But every party that I've been to, it's been discussed, and it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But we want to know.
Call the species. I don't know.
It does matter.
Macaroni and cheese.
But that doesn't.
Who cares?
Stupid.
No, that doesn't work. You want the, you want to name something in a show. And we're calling it Baby Yoda, and that's not correct.
Yeah, that the is child.
Yoda's dead. They so, named yeah, it. So that does matter.
The child.
But I'm not gonna. But you say the child, and that could be anything.
No, nah, it's Baby Yoda. No,
but we need to know that species. Now there's more than one. We need to know the species. What is the species? And I think it's
I think Will is fine.
You saw you saw more of him in the prequels.
They made another one for Episode One called Yaddle, but it's like not featured, and I think it's like cut out now.
Is Yaddle cut? I thought it was just background, like in the Senate.
Right. Kind of I think no. I think that's. I don't think they're in there anymore. Hmm. Maybe I'm wrong.
Damn, they pulled Yaddle.
Replaced by E.T.
Yeah, E.T.'s.
E.T.'s
in there
are
now.
There.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, so they had that E.T. commercial during Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Like, we already talked about that.
On the cyber.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, no, we sorry, talked
the,
about
the,
it.
The Black Friday.
Black Friday thing. Yeah, because this is the Cybercast.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, yeah.
But I watched E.T. like right after that. I played it at home. Oh, it was great.
Good movie.
Elliot.
It holds up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, did we do it?
Did you guys watch any other shit?
I mean, a lot of old Disney movies. Swiss Family Robinson, I used to love. And now I'm looking at it and thinking, oh, this is Animal Cruelty the movie. And it's fucked up. And they're making two dogs fight a tiger.
What is it? On what?
Swiss Family Robinson on Disney+.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was back when that was cool.
Yeah.
Milo Notice.
So you have to enjoy it.
It's funny because I was watching it with Sawyer, who gets upset about a lot of things, like doesn't want anyone to get hurt or be upset in movies especially. And sure. She's like, she's not okay with this. Like, they're clearly hurting these animals. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, animal shit is something that is culturally actually leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, this generation thinks this is funny and this one doesn't. It's not even that. It's that animal entertainment is actually like not even.
They CG it now.
Yeah, it's just not even like generations aren't even like fucking accepting it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's just left.
Remember the last thing
that
happened?
It's just gone.
Was that the dog's purpose?
Yeah.
Footage leaked out.
Yeah, I felt like that was the end of it.
Maybe.
Oh, and
I talked about it on here before that I already saw in the next 10 years, animals won't be part of our like entertainment.
You know,
and that I felt like was a big step.
Watching like Homeward Bound, which is a great movie, and I loved it as a kid.
Oh yeah,
there's parts I'm like, they fucking threw this cat in this river, and now it's going down this thing. Like, what the fuck? That's
they
terrible.
Lost a lot of. They had like 10 of each of them. Right?
No, not think Homeward Bound. Milo and Otis, yes.
Yeah, oh, but Milo and Otis was worth it. You know, you got to kill a basket of dogs to make a good movie.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What? That's how you do it. Welcome, welcome to Hollywood,
Rocco. How was American Movie though?
Oh, get off that.
Oh.
Get over it.
Oh, get over it.
I'll
get
watch
it.
I'll watch it. Because here's the thing. I wanted to end
E.T.
my Netflix
again.
Subscription by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Because I'm not watching that much on there right now.
Sure.
So I watched. Let me just say real quick. I watched The Toys That Made Us.
Mm.
Season 3 just came out.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what took. I felt like I was hearing about season 3 for like 8 years.
Yeah.
But it finally came out. There was a Power Rangers episode about like the creation and the deals that went into making the toys for that. Same with Ninja Turtle. It was a good season. There's a wrestling episode. Really, really great documentary. And now that same team is doing the movies that made us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen any of that, Kevin?
No, but they have a Home Alone episode and I'm dying to watch
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
I just watched it. And it's all
on
about
Netflix?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all the drama that went into creating. It's all the drama behind these movies that define people's, you know, generation or whatever. And the Home Alone episode was great. I didn't realize, because I'd seen behind the scenes of that movie before,
sure,
of Home Alone. I did not realize the studio shift went the way that it did. That basically, this was a Warner Brothers movie. They funded the production. They got everyone in there. They set up offices. They set up offices in like an abandoned school. So it was like a school. They used the gymnasium for the sets and like all these individual classrooms were offices and blah, blah, blah. It was great. And they set it all up and they were supposed to make the movie for $11 million.
Right.
And they were doing it, but it was going to be like kind of a crappy movie. Like that's not a ton of money.
Right. No, no.
So they were like, whatever, it'd be a good kind of crappy movie. Okay. And then they realized in production, you know, if we had just like a couple million more, this might be like a good movie.
Yeah.
Like everything is shaping up really well. That it might be, if we had like 2 or 3 million more, it might be like a great movie. So they asked for that and they pressed and pressed and pressed for that. And Warner Brothers basically came in and were like, okay, you know what? We're already seeing this. This is already shaping up bad. We're killing the movie. We're going to kill the movie. And they're like, no. We'll submit a budget. Hold on. We'll submit a budget. And they did. And while the guy went to submit, but he was working on it, and he met up with a friend who worked at Fox. And the guy from Fox is like, well, how much do you need? You're stressing over that. How much do you need? And he's like, I think for like $14 million, we would have a amazing movie. Oh, Fox will give you $14 million. Are you kidding? Jesus. Warner Brothers is going to bulk over a couple million. Who gives a shit? But technically, they weren't supposed to know about it before, right. You know. So as soon as they pulled the plug on, as soon as Warner, they came in Monday, Warner Brothers killed the movie. And then they went, oh, it's killed. And then the guy went into each office, hey, keep fucking working. Fox bought the movie. Okay. Huh. Okay. And then that was it. And now it's a Fox movie. And how much money do they make off of it every year?
Jesus. Every year. And that is one of my favorite Christmas movies. Maybe my favorite. Like that, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
My kids and I watch it every Christmas Eve together. Yeah. That's a tradition. And fuck, I love that. I'm going to watch that episode. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And they jokingly submitted the movie to John Williams. Like, who should be the music composer? And everyone joked John Williams. And they submitted, hey, all right, fuck it. And they submitted the script. And I love this. And they were like, I'm what? Sorry.
And
like that was a cheap movie.
You put it on and you hear the music, and right? It's yeah. Like this. It gets you. I get like chills. The Home Alone soundtrack is fucking brilliant. It's the best.
Yeah. Aren't those on Disney Plus too?
Yeah. They were smart.
Yeah.
Because
not
everything Fox is on Disney Plus. But they knew that would count, right?
Yep.
They knew that was like, oh, people are gonna look for that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say the John Williams thing. Elevates that movie. It was a cheap movie.
Yeah.
It elevates it to where it feels like a billion-dollar movie with that. You know what I mean? Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, just the watching Disney Plus this weekend, I think I watched like 6 Marvel movies in a row on Saturday.
Oh, no kidding.
I was still recovering from kind of being sick. And then I took it easy. It was Friday. I just stayed in and me and my girlfriend watched like... I'd seen all those old Marvel movies and having them all on Disney Plus, I never, you know, bought any of those. I didn't like them too terribly much. I saw them all once in the theater and never all kind of in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the big kind of overarching story starts to come together. So it was like right in the like big middle chunk of movies.
Mm. Yeah.
But the soundtracks in those are all pretty freaking good too.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched Apple Dumpling Gang?
No.
That's anyone in the chat? Has anyone watched that movie yet? Because fuck, dude.
I've been trying to watch obscure stuff that I never saw. Like right now, I'm about to finish it. It's paused, but like The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Right? I didn't know he was in it.
He's the llama,
so it starts,
right?
And I'm like, okay, this is funny. This is really funny.
I've never seen that.
And
either.
Tom Jones did the opening number. I was in love. So so far so good.
Yeah.
I have to finish it.
Yeah.
But I gotta say Disney Plus, they kinda look like shit this weekend because Netflix dropped The Irishman. Ooh. I watched it a second time.
Ooh.
That's 7 hours of my life so far dedicated to The Irishman.
Nice.
What do you think?
I've been seeing some people in the chat say it was boring.
Yeah.
And I just want to address that. Block them.
Oh.
Right.
All right. Anyway, that addresses that. The perfect film. Hopefully there'll be a director's cut and get some extra footage in there at some point.
Some behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, it's a little bit hastened, but I loved it. No, my family wanted to watch it after Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm down for that. I liked it much more the second time.
Oh, well, how about that?
I got more out of it.
Fuck yeah. Well, everyone, is that it? Is it wrapping it up or do you want to keep going?
No, I mean,
thank you for watching. Make sure you get the mystery shirt.
Yeah.
And if you're watching this live, this is your last chance to get this sick deck plus a lot of other really cool items. Get them now while you still can. Don't regret it later. Start the new year off right, thinking I did the right thing in 2019 and I got the sickest threads to kick in this new decade.
No regrets.
No regrets. So thank you all for watching, and we're going to keep going. We're going to have our VHS USB combo pack, Dark Pudding Rising, coming out in a matter of, hours, minutes?
Yeah, the Mega 64 Origins VHS USB set.
Yeah.
Bundle, whatever.
That's the big release.
Tonight. And again, if you're watching this on YouTube, the pre-order is up now. Go get it.
Go get it.
Maybe throw the trailer in. I mean, we always throw the trailer in, but... People said it was too loud last time. Make it louder this time.
Okay.
served on buttery toasted sourdough bread.
Like max, blowout speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. They could turn their speakers down.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's too loud, turn your speaker down. People usually like that response.
They love that response.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Brian, can you, when you, instead of us fading out, can you have us just disappear into the background and then end the stream?
Yeah, do like a cool
start
cyber
really close
ending.
On us, like as close as you can, and then we go back away. Okay. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Good night. Oh, wrong thing. Fuck. Oh.
Whoa. That happened like in Ant-Man.
We're in the quantum realm.
I saw Ant-Man and Wasp too.
Who pooped my pants?
Fuck. Ew. What? Tonight.
You didn't see Endgame?
No.
Let's check it out, dude. It's on Disney+.